Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
You sound
I'm
what?
happy, yeah, because I got my birthday present from you.
It took a very long time. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's okay, and I know why, and I can tell you later if you want.
I know why too. It's because I'm a
Oh,
moron. It's because I'm a colossal moron. Is that what you were
Well,
gonna say?
no, I wasn't gonna say it like that.
I feel like I was being kind.
Well, I thought maybe I was the colossal moron. I knew it was one of us.
Well,
But
yeah, always. Sometimes both.
I mean, are you sure that I wasn't the colossal moron in the
No,
first
no,
place?
no, no. All right, America. I went to mail her package June 17th. Her birthday was June 23rd. It should
Oh my
arrive there
God, now
in.
you told everybody my birthday, but I'm still accepting gifts
Yes,
if
sure. We'll tell you where to send them in a minute.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it got lost, and I was sure it was the post office's fault. So I got a second package together, and I went to the post office to mail it.
Oh no.
Yeah, and when I got there, Cindy, the post office lady, said, "I don't know why they sent this back to you." And she handed me the original package, which had come back. Because I left part of your address off of it.
Well, this is getting more and more twisted. Okay.
Okay.
Because the reason I thought was because you had part of the zip code wrong.
I don't think so. No, I didn't, because you got the second package, right?
I don't
In
know.
spite
Well,
of the fact that the zip code is wrong?
I think so.
Huh.
I
Well,
don't
now
know.
that's
Maybe I don't
mysterious.
know my zip code because I was looking and I was like, well, why did this take so long? I'll have to review it. I don't have the box in here, but I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that explains it.
That one I sent on Friday, I think, so it got there pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're both idiots. I'm not
Yeah, and also
sure.
Cindy is an idiot too, although she's nice and
Why
she's
is
good
she
with
an idiot?
faces. Well, she said that their little meter machine wasn't working the day that I sent the original package. So instead
Yeah.
of putting that little sticker on with the postage, she put like 40 stamps on it. It looked so weird and ridiculous. I thought, well, no wonder they didn't deliver it. But apparently it was me, not Cindy. So sorry, Cindy.
I don't know. Well, anyway, that's
Anyway.
really not the point. The point was the
Yeah.
contents were just lovely.
Oh, thanks.
So for the listeners, I will let them know that Keisha designed a table from the Tano t-shirt. Using the kind of the logo that was on the table from the Tano sign, the sort of squirrely, whatever.
The Tano, like,
Yeah.
which was the state of Pennsylvania with the words Tano sort of written
Yeah.
in it.
Yes, and it's just lovely in beautiful colors, and one for the old man too, I'm assuming, unless you are
Yeah,
buying gotten that large.
I thought I should put one in there for Rory.
Yeah, he will wear that, and I'm sure people will ask questions, and he'll be able to refer them to our podcast.
Sure, I'm
Yeah.
sure he would be happy to, wouldn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he loves talking to people. You know him.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Oh,
it was a nice surprise on the doorstep. So thank you so much,
you're welcome, Tia. Sorry it took so long.
The t you have a future in t-shirt design, I'd say, even if it's partially plagiarized.
Yeah, we're not sure about the licensing issues of this, but I figured if we give them away, that should be okay. I think. So we're going to work on figuring out a way to give some away to our listeners whom we
Yeah,
value so
and they're in
much.
fun colors, fun sort of purples and pinks and aquas and things, so.
Pretty much my standard palette.
Yeah, your standard palette, I know. It's
Yeah,
a good
yeah.
one. It's all right. But
But
anyway, so
anyway, so
I
that's
thank
that.
you on that. Yeah, that's that. And then we got to get to hospital because
Yeah.
there's quite a lot of fashion do's and don'ts to
Yeah,
discuss.
okay.
And
Where would you like to begin with that?
I felt like there were some clunky moments, at least today. Of course, I can't remember anything but today, but there were a few clunky moments that I thought could have easily been smoothed out with different dialogue or something that I was kind of like,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. I was a little disappointed in the writing.
Yeah, I agree.
If you have a memory of what happened previous to today, you feel free to bring any of that up, because I can't even recall any of it.
Well, let's start with today and maybe stuff will start to come
Work
back
backwards.
to it.
Okay. Okay. So fashion wise, did anything stand out to you as profoundly weird in any of
Profoundly
the
weird. Sam's sort of
Yes.
outer garment.
Bingo.
We did not rehearse this, people.
Like, what was that?
Well, I couldn't figure out if there was like a bustle. It was like a bow.
Yes, initially
in the
I was
back.
like, what is that in the back? And then I think maybe that was like later she had the whole thing on
the
like a
whole thing,
robe.
right,
So that's like you tuck it behind you. It's like, is that a thing we do now? Like if you're wearing
Well,
a
I don't think we could pull that off, but
No.
maybe somebody like Sam can. Yeah, I was thinking that too, that maybe like it was the upper half of it somehow bundled behind her.
Yeah, and the whole thing was like a weird, like the border of it, the edging of it was some kind of weird sparkly material, and her bathing suit itself was an odd choice of material, kind of sparkly, like a Barbie bathing suit or something. I mean, she is a lovely woman and looks beautiful in everything, but it was like what you might wear, like if you're going to be a gypsy in a play or something.
Well,
know.
I was thinking, you know, it occurred to me maybe, as you know, I think a lot of their clothing comes from like fashion school projects and stuff like that. And
I
I
thought
was
you were going to
thinking,
say Canada. I thought you were going to insult Canada. Like you, I know you like to insult Canada.
I do, sure. But I've also developed great feelings of fondness for Canada because, you know, the people are so polite and lovely. But fashion-wise, yeah, maybe a couple of decades behind the rest of the world. But I was thinking maybe the fashion school where they get, you know, like their final exam results and stuff. Maybe the fashion school has like a clothing shop attached to it, and that's where they're getting all these outfits.
And the assignment would have been what, a glamorous pool wrap? Glamorous pool wrap. Although I have to say that I rather liked Brooklyn's.
Brooklyn
looked, the other day.
She can pull that. It's like right in her zone, I think. She was looking great.
But the one Sam was wearing was an odd and off of the fashion topic, but she just continues to mine that sort of girlfriendy character thing now. No, it's not sitting well with me. And I feel like Dante, is that what he wanted? Like, wasn't he attracted to the badass Sam?
I thought so. And Lulu also was kind of like a girl with some sass, you know?
Yeah.
And
now she's all like
personality in her own mind.
Yeah. She's like, tell me about, you know, your days with Cody and summer camp. And I don't know. It's all like, a little weird.
I am.
So that was fashion, one fashion comment. And then my fashion shout out, probably one of them, was, of course, Trina. But Trina can wear anything. But I thought it was a little unusual dress, but it was a cool color and just a little bit unusual, and I rather liked it.
Yeah, and it looked like something that she might pick out to wear, right?
Yeah,
not like she lost a bet or something.
Right, reflected her personality, I think.
Just
a little bit special.
Yeah.
And then I just have a perpetual shout out for shirtless Chase. Like, that's a good look.
he wears the bare chest well. Yeah.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. Seems natural, but also hot.
And he seems like he's got, maybe it's just because we've known him longer, but he seems like he's got like some sort of a personality and a soul, and he's like multidimensional, I think. And maybe
getting more and more that way. When he first came on, he was like sort of the golden retriever of the cast.
Which is now how Rory is seeming, kind of like he's still like flat and simple. You know, he seems like a simpleton, kind of.
Well, he's sort of a newborn. He's a newbie.
Let's
think. Do I have any other fashion shout outs or do's and don'ts? Do's and don'ts. Or do you? I guess you could talk if you want.
Okay. Let's see how that works out for us.
I invite you to add a comment.
Well, I think we would both agree that we don't need to see Cody poolside at all, right? He's
I don't think we need to, like, I think we just need to let him, like, you know, fester for a little bit somewhere. We don't need to see him every episode.
Definitely.
But yeah,
not.
I didn't enjoy his poolside look. It was like,
no,
I don't know. Is that what you had to come to the fancy pool in? I don't know.
And the pool as a setting, while I think it does sort of help in some ways because it gives, like, Chase a reason to not wear a shirt, but it's also like a sort of a strange hangout for people like his dad and Alexis, you know?
Yeah. They try and make it sort of country clubby with the, you know, the sort of preppy boys that they look like ball boys from a tennis tournament, you know,
which kind of
makes sense. Like, that's what I think a country club would look like. I don't know.
But if this is like the top floor at the Metro Court, right?
Yes.
It just seems like, I don't know anybody really who uses a hotel pool as like a hangout, really.
Well, when I've stayed at various Motel Sixes and Econo Lodges and stuff, I think I've seen some gatherings by the pool like late night, but those are a little more like probably drug deals or something happening, you know.
Maybe we're beginning to understand why you have pink eye, Gia.
Oh, you told them.
Can't see you. They're not going to judge.
America. It's like a children's disease or something. And here I am.
You're just perpetually youthful.
Look away. I'm hideous. it just kind of came on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Well,
I'm trying to be good and stay out of sight. And I sanitized the bathroom today just so that, you know.
Rory would be safe.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. I'm using paper towels like trees grow on trees, you know. I'm like,
yeah,
don't use dish towels, and I don't know. But yeah, as I was telling you, that now you've let people know, I maybe I've told this story, but when I was a freshman in college, I'd had mono the summer previous, and I'd gotten so sick. If anybody's had mono, can sympathize. I mean, I was just down and out. It's a good thing COVID didn't come by then, because I would have been
gone.
But anyway, so when I went to college, I was my defenses were down, and I got every single thing that came along. And of course, I was partying until all hours and stuff. But
really,
I know, hard to believe. But I got raging pink eye all the time, and I had it during sorority rush week. And I think that, you know, how you, like, you look back at your younger self and it's a little bit like an awe. And I think, oh, that brave little girl that put on her preppy outfit, you know, her little preppy skirt and sweater or whatever.
Yeah, pearl. Like a Fair Isle sweater, maybe.
I probably had a Fair Isle sweater. I probably had a shirt underneath with the collar turned up, like a polo or something.
Oh, boy, I can see it. Yeah.
Yep. And the pearls or the Ada beads. Do you remember Ada beads?
Yeah, and I bet you were just dying to talk about ponies with these girls.
I might have wanted to talk about ponies. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like, I probably just did my best to put on a brave face with my eye raging and angry and drooping and went down and went to all these sorority houses. People were probably like, get away. And I did get in one. I don't know if that's to their credit or
you got into one.
I did. I later got myself out when I realized, like, what
Wow.
That story
raises a lot more questions than it answers.
I deactivated. I had to turn in everything that had their symbols on it. They were nice girls. They were very nice girls. I was lucky to be allowed in to anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Really. Mm-hmm. But can you believe that? Shouldn't I have just been like, not going, look, you know, sick.
Just leaving your dorm room seems like that was a real act of courage, I guess.
Yeah, well, it seemed like it was important at the time. the whole, you know, I don't know. Did you do that?
No.
You were smarter than me. You knew that it wasn't.
Like, I knew that even without pink eye, I wasn't getting in anywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you probably realized there was a life outside of that, but I don't know. The group I was in, it felt like, well, gosh, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I later discovered there was like an island of misfit toys that was a way better fit.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Same here.
But anyway, that's my little pink eye story. So
it's a cute one.
I'm being smarter this time around. I barely left the house today. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're not looking to join any clubs this week?
No clubs, and I'm not going in the pool and, you know,
keeping
the sunglasses on from here on out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Okay. Well, let's get back to hospital.
Oh, general hospital. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. that was sort of a medical tangent, so that's all right.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any of your fashion. I mean, the usual people, Olivia always looks nice. Carly always looks nice. Willow, of course, looks very willowy in her little sundresses. You know,
and
everybody's
she's perfectly animated and cheerful now that she's pregnant. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And where's Michael? We had faux Michael again today.
We had faux Michael. Yeah, I don't know where real Michael is again. But you know, it doesn't matter, does it? The Michael character seems kind of
like, well, this one for some reason is a little more likable. Or
he is. Something. Well, he didn't have much of an edge when Sonny was talking to Willow.
No, he kept his yapper shut, which was refreshing.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, so that made him seem more likable. And actually, he doesn't glower, right, like the original Michael?
Yeah, the other one always looks very sort of, I don't know, yeah, like a little constipated or something, like there's some inner pain happening.
Yeah.
This one seems a little younger, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
A little more open or
less of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, the way they have the character, that's what they're looking for, is somebody with a chip on his shoulder.
Right. Yeah. So I guess this guy isn't doing as good a job as
no, because we like him more. But I don't like him a whole lot. But just a little bit more. But, anyway, Sonny. Sonny held his cool, too. That was good.
Yeah, he must have felt good that Willow was at least acknowledging him. And thanking him in front of Michael, that was sort of a nice thing for her to do.
Yeah, brave of her. Let's see what else. That's all I've got on fashion.
Okay, we did have some Valentine, Victor, Anna, Laura, all of that stuff going
on. That was the biggie. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you've refreshed my faulty memory.
So he was supposed to poison, I guess, Laura?
I guess. Initially, I thought, she said something about day drinking was not a good look for a mayor.
Right,
so I thought it was going to be something that would make her appear inebriated to ruin her reputation. But it sounded more like trying to kill her.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. I can't imagine Valentine would even begin to do something like that.
Well, he said he'd do anything for Charlotte.
Yeah, I guess he must feel like that's enough of a threat, a real legitimate threat to his daughter, but he should just be killing Victor. I don't know.
Right. If he's willing to kill and kill.
Yeah.
Victor.
Yeah.
Get him some iced tea.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all a little problem.
Delicious almond tea. Yeah. I was a little shocked at that. I like seeing Valentine's conflicted.
Yeah. Yeah,
Because he can pull off being a like a good guy, bad guy, good guy. You know,
yeah,
he's got secrets. He's done stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He sort of compartmentalizes the different aspects of himself.
Yeah, yeah. And this will cause complications between he and Anna, of course.
Yeah.
And probably their romance will be put on hold until she realizes that he's being blackmailed and, you know, all that.
Yeah. I'm hoping somebody can piece all that together. Like Laura and Kevin, between the two of them, they're smart cookies, but they probably would never imagine that Valentin would do something like that.
Yeah, he ought to, before Victor like goes any further, Valentin ought to say, wait a minute, is this the, are we talking about the original Charlotte character or is this a fill-in? Because I'm going to hold out for the original.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Right.
I'm not as invested in any fill-in Charlottes.
Yeah.
I like them, but.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. 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 That's a conversation we need to see.
Yeah. We want the original back. Mm-hmm. The fill-in girls were cute, or I don't know if there was more than one or just one.
Very waif-like, the one I remember.
Right, right. The one with the dark circles. But the original Charlotte, you know, when you have someone that kind of establishes the role.
Yeah.
Like, it's tricky. I mean, Trina, the new Trina, Nutria, is really the only one I've fallen for. I feel
right,
like.
Yeah. She's been, well, I guess we've been won over by the various Carlys.
That's true.
And I guess I'm being I'm contradicting myself because those different Carlys were all sort of different, like fundamentally, right?
Yeah, we had some vastly different people and just even like physically vastly different.
Yeah, body
different.
Types and everything. Yeah. They were very different and somehow.
Yeah, which puts a different vibe on somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I guess they just wore us down.
They must have. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
actually, now let's keep contradicting ourselves and each other.
We've established that we're both morons.
Yeah. I think the audience has known that for some time. We're such morons. We just figured it out now.
Point taken.
Yeah. I was going to say Nina, like, I don't think about the original Nina much anymore. Like, I've pretty much forgotten that actress. And this Nina is Nina to me.
But if you
I like her.
You just take a minute to like think about her, like go back a little bit, and then you think, "Oh yeah,
yeah." I liked her, and this one I think brings a whole different vibe. Yeah. But I guess I just adjusted.
We do adjust, and why? But it seems like we've fought some of these other replacements. So, well, Drew, obviously the Drew one.
Yeah, we're fighting Drew till the end
for whatever reason. Yeah, we can't stand this. Drew.
Yep. For whatever reason, the Drew and the Cody, they're in the doghouse.
Oh, they suck. They just suck. Yeah.
Ah, but the actors, we love you. But
I'm not sure.
We don't know you.
Been classy and declined these parts. But.
Well, I don't know. And it's terrible. Like, I even like read some article, some Google thing by the Cody actor, and he sounded so like happy to be on there and so grateful. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, he's probably a super nice dude, you know, and we're just ripping him to shreds here.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe it is just the character who's just like a complete douchebag, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, back to your original. So Laura's just avoided being poisoned.
Yeah. And I liked also how, well, she was saying all the right things to save her life, basically, without knowing it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to him about Anna and how Anna thinks he's, you know, he matters to her and stuff.
Yeah.
Once again, she
seems so wise, so knowing.
Wise. Yeah.
Compassionate and wise and knowing.
Balanced.
Balanced, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We could all be a little more like Laura, I think.
She's aging well, I'd have to say, all around.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah, I don't mean just physically, but I mean, like, her character is aging well.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be making her hang on to some, like, sexy thing and silly romance. And
Right. Yeah, she's evolved as a person.
She's evolved and she dips into the roles that would be happening to a woman of her age, probably, you know, like being a grandmother, still being a mother, and her work life. And, you know, sometimes I feel like they put characters in these positions, although I truly enjoy like Lucy and Liesl, but the romance, it's a little bit comic at that point.
Yeah. Right.
Know, I don't know. And not that women of a certain age shouldn't be having romantic, like that, not that that shouldn't be their main story, but for a lot of women, they're settled in a marriage, whatever. Their existence is a little bit more about being a grandmother or being a mother or their work life or whatever.
Sort of anyway. One aspect of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting too serious. Like, let's stop that. God.
But yeah, the bottom line is just we're always going to love Laura.
Yeah, and we want it to be our meemaw.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And I like that she's with Kevin. I feel like that's a good
match. Yeah, they're a solid couple. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. It's not one of those matches where you think, oh, she could do so much better. You know, because right, that's what I think oftentimes. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, but that the women deserve better.
Yeah, yeah. And Britt, Britt deserves way, way better than
Cody. Oh, I was very annoyed. Like, they took a turn today. That was one of the things I was going to bring up when I mentioned that there were, like, some clunky moments that...
Yeah,
And that, like, so she swears up and down that she can't stand him.
Yeah.
And suddenly she's going to like have one date with him.
One date. Right? Yeah. Is she just thinking because he came through the app thing that somehow he's more legitimate as
It's just the writers like pushing a plot that nobody wants. I don't get it.
Spinelli doesn't want it and he's the one who orchestrated it.
Yeah. So I thought that was clunky.
Yeah. Oh,
here's another moment I wanted to bring up with you because it had one of your all-time favorite things in the world in it.
Oh, God.
In the world. I've seen you consume this item.
Brownies.
Yes.
That was one moment where I didn't like Trina very much when she's like, brownies, like that's not enough.
Yeah, well, not that she was dissing brownies, but she never would have said that. That character wouldn't have said it like that, rudely, like, oh, you brought brownies? You know, it was like...
Yeah.
And I know they were just trying to make a moment for them. That was clunky. And then the fact that when they panned back to them later, the brownies weren't gone. Like, all that was gone was that one bite. Is that realistic?
If it had been me, I would have been throwing up in a bush because I'd eaten too many brownies. But you're right. And maybe it's like these moments they're trying to create where they like sacrifice the character.
Yeah, they manipulate unnaturally. And it just annoyed me because I was like, that Trina wouldn't have said that like that anyway.
No.
And do you think they were very special brownies or?
I bet they were delicious. Yeah, I was trying to see like how thick they were and stuff like that. But I bet they were good. Yeah.
Like, what do you do to make a brownie extra special? I kind of have a memory of an era where you put like cream cheese in them or something.
Oh yeah, you can do that. Sure. That
kind of stuff choco chips or I don't know what makes them the best.
I think when they're kind of fudgy, when they're not dry, you know.
What about adding a cup of shredded beets?
I have heard of that in cakes and brownie. Yeah,
I have made a beet cake and it was delicious.
Yeah, all right.
It really was, but I never tried it with brownies because it made it really moist.
Uh huh. Yeah, so maybe it would be worth a try, Gia. Sure.
And I love beets, so maybe that's
part good. Of it. That's good.
Yeah. Good for you. You love beets?
I don't think I would use the word love. I have had one or two things that had beets in it that I thought was okay.
Okay.
Couple of.
What about where do you stand on the beet greens?
I'm neutral.
Okay. It's one of my favorite greens next to Swiss chard. I really like Swiss chard.
Uh huh.
A lot.
I had one of those smoothies today with like pureed kale in it.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Well, pureed kale is as good as you would think.
I'll tell you, it's hell on a blender. That's the problem. That's a tough damn weed. We've gone through a lot of blenders.
The kale in this fruit mix is already pretty nicely like chopped into like little.
Oh, I see. You're displaying it like that. You're kind of cheating.
If I could, I would extract the kale from this fruit mix.
If you could, yeah.
It's one thing.
Just have a sugary fruit mix, yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
They should have eaten the brownies.
She should have just been very excited that he made brownies for her. That's what the original Trina would have responded.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have given him some points for that. I forgot about that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. My last clunky moment that I just thought was like something that they shouldn't have missed, even though it was against Cody. So they're at the pool, Cody and Sam.
Uh-huh.
And so Cody goes, okay, I'm going to go get us some drinks and napkins. And apparently he's actually paying for these items.
And
then Sam and Dante get all like horny and they decide they've got to leave right that minute and they don't say anything.
I know in my mind, like, those moments like that, like, you try to resolve in your mind, right?
Yeah. And like, maybe it was off screen or
or like he'll know why they left and he'll be fine, you know.
Did you notice that, or was it just me?
Yeah, I did.
It was weird.
They're being sloppy. Maybe they're all.
Yeah. Maybe it's just sloppiness. I don't know. But I was annoyed. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my clunky moments. Do you want to talk about horses at all, or?
Well, what was it when he was talking, Cody was he was like in every scene. It was awful.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He was talking to Olivia, right? I didn't like the whole Mama Q thing. It's like, shut up.
That's like a barfy moment. Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like the kind of guy who would hit on her, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like at a party, like have too much to drink and
Or like make a move on her before Ned comes into their fantastic stable room.
Maybe they'll have him do that. I mean, I could get on board if they just go ahead and make him
just a scumbag.
Yeah, scummy. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scummy. Yeah.
But when he was talking like the horse talk and stuff like that, you know, about it's just like, oh God. Shut up.
That kind of stuff annoys me. That's like, you know, it's like, I think people and movies and books, whatever, like it's like magic in a jar or something. Like, we'll talk about the, you know, mystical beauty of horses and the connection horses have with people and how horses aren't judgmental and blah, blah, you know, like they just toss it in there and it's easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. In the meantime, he's, you know, standing there stroking that drugged up pony's face and, you know.
And when that pony was, it really sort of made your argument all the more like strong that he is being drugged.
I think he might be, or else he's like 36 years old or something. The other annoying thing was that when Cody brought, he was putting saddles away. He like flung it up there like it was some nasty old cowboy saddle when it was not, you know. It's like, you're hired to do a job. You don't throw saddles around like that.
Yeah.
Like there was no need. I know he's just trying to show like that he's like a hardworking macho stable man or whatever, but you know, these are expensive pieces of gear.
Sure.
Okay, I'll stop now.
No, that's okay. That's all right, Gia. We were all thinking it.
But he's not like a ranch hand, you know.
No, when they said something about like letting him get back to work, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's like you've got the one
deal, like brush a horse.
Well, they need to show us some other horses or other stalls.
That's like the one indoor
stall. But they'll probably have he and Britt go on a date on horseback and he'll have to like put his arms around her and show her how to hold the reins or something horrible.
Yeah. And then we will throw up.
Yeah. I would love it if she like lied and turned out to be like an expert stunt rider.
And like was standing up on the saddle.
Yes. Doing like circus Cirque du Soleil moves or something. Kicking him in the face every time he goes by or something.
Yeah, that would make all of this all right. If that was the end result.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go off on Cody there. Probably a really great guy.
Yeah, sure. We didn't talk at all about Elizabeth.
Oh, yes. Fragile Elizabeth. What do you think?
Well, you know, when she was sort of fighting with Britt, I thought, ooh, oh my, she is about to like sort of like just explode into a million pieces, it seems like.
Yeah, and I liked, it reminded me what a good actor she is, because I was like, oh, right, she's been like Saint Elizabeth for so long, the wonderful, wonderful mother and wonderful nurse and so compassionate. And I'd forgotten that she could be a cat fighter and down and dirty. It was like, oh, right, she can pull that off too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yes, her fragility was like sort of right up front there.
Yeah, and that did seem like kind of like not really what I wanted to see, but it did seem like sort of a realistic turn that she would take, you know?
Yeah. And then Finn, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seemed a little pathetic or something to me. And then it seemed unrealistic to me that she's like, oh, totally like, oh, yes.
That was definitely her like trying to pull a con, I think, on him.
Oh, do you think so? Oh.
Yeah, I think she just didn't. She wanted to avoid any sort of questions from
him. She was just placating him by.
Yeah, I think so.
And is he so needy that he needs it all to be about him, even though he should see that she's like crumbling there?
I think see that. Yeah, I think he could. Well, because when he was talking to Kevin, you know, and he was sort of, they were both without really saying it, you know, admitting that she should probably be there for quite a while longer, you know.
Yeah, but that's why it kind of made me mad at him, because it seemed like he was like pushing this, like, what do you, you know, do you really like me? Or, you know, it's like, dude, there's not the time to be, you know, you
need to be propped up by,
like, yeah, you should be leading her back to the facility.
I think he knew that
gently with like sugar cubes, like a little trail of sugar cubes or something.
That
keep
would
the horse
work
analogies going. That would be you, yeah. Gummies. Little gummies.
Where are we going now?
I'm getting sleepy.
I think he knew that, you know, if he tried, I think, to say anything about her going back, that he would just sort of lose her, like she would cut him off, I think. So I feel like he's playing a bit of a game too.
Okay. Well, you're giving him more credit than I am. Hopefully you're right.
Well, I did think he was a little pathetic too, and I was thinking back to like when we first like got to know him, and he was always like
lizard and
and he wasn't really good at communicating. He was kind of a private guy.
Right. Surly. He was a little bit surly.
A little surly, yeah, standoffish. So this does feel like it's not really him either, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah, maybe we're about to see her spiral out of control again. And
Till
Kevin gets a hold of her and does some. I don't know. I don't know what this whole thing with the parents is going to turn out to be. That seems like what we're getting at.
Yeah,
I can't imagine MacGyver being that awful as a father.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't think we were ever shown anything that was that awful. I mean, when she talks about like how they were never there for her, I guess she's kind of right.
That her parents were long before my time. Like, I don't know. That was before I was watching. Did you watch when her parents were on? Or
yeah, I think so. I kind of, and I remember she had a sister, and it seemed like, you know, they were all sort of always someplace else, but you know, never really
he's
had
been
this
a very nice character on every other show I've seen him on. so I can't imagine that he'd be that horrible. Yeah. Like what skeletons in the closet? I guess neglect could be just as bad as.
And it, maybe it wasn't even deliberately. They weren't deliberately being neglectful. They just had like other things that were important to them, you know. So
So we're getting the implication that they're off like saving the world with Habitat for Humanity or something. Or,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Tears for Fears or one of those groups.
Yeah, they were on the road with Tears for Fears. That's right. How did we forget that?
Rock Stars Without Borders or one of those.
That would be a fun organization.
Yeah, I'd join that one if I could.
These starving people would be like, we don't need music right now.
They were like, we are the world.
Do you have any protein bars in that guitar case?
I'd even eat a piece of kale right now.
Oh, now you've gone too far, Gia.
Too far. There, speaking of beets, I sometimes see an infomercial about some like beet powder that's supposed to fix everything in your body.
Oh, maybe you want to put some on your eye.
I was thinking I'm just going to
do a poultice. Oh, God.
That's not a word that gets used enough these days. A poultice.
It's a word to draw
out the poisons or whatever. Yeah. I like that concept.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, I got nothing. I've just like looked it up online and I'm going with that information for now.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. Probably blindness will ensue shortly here.
You've always impressed your doctors before with your knowledge. So
I know they're I'm like, can you tell me the name again of what you just said? They're like, no. Do not Google that. They see me coming.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
Medical school did not prepare them for you.
It's a fine line between, you know, being well informed and just being a hysterical Google
idiot
information. Yeah.
The egg told me. My magic egg told me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know. I didn't ask it anything today, but I'll tell you, here's this minor bit of trivia, not even trivia, but trivial information from my life. So okay. I have the cheap program where I can't actually ask for a particular artist and have it play it. Like, I can't say play Prince or whatever. It'll play me something in general, and there might be Prince in there.
Right.
Okay. Like, from that. Uh-huh. But whenever I ask for the Bee Gees, which is like every day, it plays.
I never predicted that. Okay.
It plays a lot of Bee Gees.
It plays a lot of. So maybe their catalog. I don't know. Maybe the rights or something.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure how it works, and I'm trying to figure out. Like, that's partly the mystery to me. Is like, is it going by the year, or is it going by the genre? Or I don't know. I can't figure it out. But you wouldn't have predicted Bee Gees. What did you think I'm asking for?
Well, no, I mean, I could see you asking for Bee Gees music maybe once in a while, but every day, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, I find it soothing.
Yeah, okay. I listened to some Spinners today. That was fantastic.
Oh, okay.
That was my first concert. What was your first concert? Do you remember?
Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, sure. I saw him.
With my brother. Wasn't that sweet? My brother took me to a Dan Fogelberg concert.
Yeah, that is nice.
He was in college, you know.
Oh, wow, that was very nice.
I know, because who wants their goober, fat little, snotty-nosed sister with them, you know?
But, their oozing eyeball, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was all right at the time. But yeah, I used to listen to all his albums all the time, so he knew I loved Dan Fogelberg. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that sweet? And yours was the Spinners. Why aren't you cool?
Yeah.
Cool for school.
Yeah, I still love the Spinners. Yeah, good stuff. Stands the test of time.
Yeah, that stuff does. It really does. It like the Bee Gees very much.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does or not, but I think it makes most people happy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yep. All right, we've really stopped talking about General Hospital now.
You know, I think we've really tested our audience today.
Beets and Bee Gees and conjunctivitis.
Nobody came out a winner today.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, God. All right, Gia.
Chicken brown cow. Okay. All right, well, yeah, we didn't get too much into the T-shirt contest either, but I think we could, like, yeah, we'll think on that. I'll puzzle it out. We'll puzzle it out. Between us two morons, we'll figure something out. It'll be fun.
We're going to have to bring in a third party, but
somebody younger.
Yeah.
And hotter. Somebody younger and hotter.
Well,
that's not hard,
just
really.
Just about everyone.
We know who we are.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to myself anymore.
No, sir. It's hard when your pants are cutting into your tummy.
Pants? Who's wearing pants? You got Skype.
We're painting quite a picture.
We better stop. Okay. All right. Let's watch General Hospital some more, and we'll figure things out. Okay.
All right, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Keish, and thanks anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
And,
thank you.
We didn't gross you out too much. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.